begin this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance, digging into the data after a week of negative financial headlines. Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Scott Inman. Well, the big news this week that rattled markets was the release of first quarter GDP growth, which was negative for the first time since the first quarter of 2022. The Bureau of Economic Analysis advance estimate of GDP sunk by 0.3%. GDP stands for Gross Domestic Product, and it's generally defined as the standard measure of a country's economic growth. It's the sum of consumption, investment, government spending, and the balance of trade, which is defined as exports minus imports. And it's that last measurement that is to blame for the negative number. The Commerce Department reported this week that the U.S. trade deficit in merchandise widened in March to an all-time high. And according to Yahoo Finance, imports surged at an annualized rate of 41.3%. That created a negative 5% drag on the GDP calculation. The reason for all that, of course, is that companies are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs, which were announced on a sweeping level in April. The surge in imports created a surge in inventories for businesses, and they couldn't possibly sell all of that in such a short amount of time. That circumstance is not a reason to panic. Consumer spending was still up in the first quarter, indicating demand is still strong. And a sampling of analysts would indicate the economy is still on solid footing, although the expansion is slowing down. The consensus is that tariffs are having a negative impact on the economy and may push inflation higher and weigh on growth in the future, but we are not in a recession. One analyst even suggested that if Q1 growth is weak because of the surge in imports, Q2 could be strong when imports collapse. It brings us back to what we say all the time. It's never as good or as bad as it may seem, and it's an important reminder not to let headlines dictate your investment decisions. Even if we do enter a recession, stocks may not drop as much as you think, and the market often recovers long before the recession is over. Trying to time the market when you think bad times are coming could negatively impact your overall returns and put your financial goals in jeopardy. Remember to stick to your plan of positioning stock investments for long-term growth and diversifying your portfolio to dampen volatility, especially as you draw closer to retirement.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.